Hi, welcome to the first episode of Cineway. I'm Cinny, and I'm here with my co-host, KK.
Hey!
Today, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of modern-day relationships and the reality of social media.
And we're going to rock it!
So, do you think posting your relationship on social media is a good way to show love, or does it create unnecessary pressure?
As someone in a relationship, I personally feel like I love my man posting me, but I do not like to post my man. Like, I don't know. I feel like when a guy does it, it's like showing off his trophy. But when a girl does it, it's like putting her trophy for sale.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. And also, like, it's just, I feel like when you do post your boyfriend, like, girls tend to go after him. Like, you know, they see how he treats you. Oh, he's doing this for her. He's buying her that. So he's a good man. Like,
and guys go after girls too. Like, I definitely have been in a few situations where, like, you know, your man's friend follows you, or like someone that he follows also follows you, like from the post that he made. But I feel like the things that girls do aren't as, like, I don't know, they aren't idolized on Instagram as much. So the girl really doesn't get that much attention. Like, cooking and cleaning is like, okay, girl, get it, I guess. But when guys are, like, buying bags and doing all this crazy stuff that they do on social media, I guess that's more enticing for women than a man feels like it's enticing for a woman to cook and clean. Like, that's crazy. A bag over taking care of your everyday needs.
That is true. So, like, overall then, so do you think it's better to keep your relationship private, or do you think keeping it private can be considered hiding as well?
Private is definitely hiding. Private is definitely hiding. Private, I mean, if it was it doesn't have to be necessarily deemed, like, it doesn't have to be labeled as private, but if, you know, the guy is just not a social media person, which is, like, how everyone is a social media person, so.
Like, you scroll on that phone every day.
Yeah, you're doing, you know, so, like, it wouldn't be necessarily something that I would say, but I definitely think that when you are in a relationship and someone posts you, it is like a nice little gesture. I don't think that they have to
post every once in a while.
Yeah, it's a nice little gesture.
Or just make it known, like, you have somebody. Like, even if you're not posting their face, like, you're on a little date.
Yeah, you know. Like, it might be corny, but it's like, you know, like, Valentine's Day. Like, you know, we go out and we do nice things on dates. So, like, why are you not showing? You know, you post when you're happy. So, it's like, why are you not showing that? So, that would be a little weird if they didn't post with me at all, like, the things that they were doing with me. But, like, me having to be in the picture, I don't really care for it. But you better be posting on them dates. I don't care if my face is not in it. Because at least they know, okay, somebody's there.
Something's gotta give.
Yeah, something's gotta give, and somebody has to be there.
Yes. Okay, well, what is your opinion about the toxic men who manipulate their online presence to make themselves seem like the quote-unquote perfect partner when they might be completely different in real life?
What do you think about that? What do you?
I think it's sick. That is a mental illness, literally. There has been so many times where, like, you know, you see a guy on Instagram and he puts on, like, this whole show and facade that he's this kind of, this certain kind of guy. And then you meet him in real life and he's nothing like that. Because men will literally live double lives, triple if not quadruple.
I don't know. I don't really know. Like, that is just, it's so crazy because, I mean, girls do it in terms of their look. I feel
they
like
do.
It has more to do with their inner, like, self rather than posting for a guy. But I feel like guys definitely do post for attention more so than girls.
They do.
Like, I feel like there's certain guys that even, like, post flowers on their story. And it's like, you don't have a girlfriend, so you're just giving flowers to random women, but it still like catches someone's attention. Like, you're posting for attention.
I feel like a lot of the time men are just trolling on social media too.
Yeah, like they know what the hell they're doing. They know what they're doing. Like,
oh, you know the girls are gonna swipe up.
For say sure. Something. I have yet to meet a man that's like, yeah, I post for myself. No, you don't.
They post for the you know what. So kind of like that same topic. What about the men who like post their money on Instagram and they have all this jewelry and nice cars and always shopping in designer stores in Soho on Fifth Ave, but then you meet them in real life and they're broke, they're sleeping on their mom's couch. Sorry,
right?
Like, it sounds a little personal.
But like, what are you talking about, ma'am? Yo, you're funny.
That's gonna be kept confidential. But yeah, what do you think about that? Because I think that is like the most weirdest thing in the world. Because one, we didn't even ask for you to have this fake luxury life on Instagram. Like, you chose to do that. I meet you in real life. Now you can't keep up with it. Now you're begging me for $10
on Cash App. Okay. So is it okay? Because both things happen. But do you think it's more common for like you to meet a guy and he immediately doesn't have what he puts on for social media? Or do you think it's more common that like a couple months later, now things are all of a sudden the worst time, his grandma died, he's
definitely the second one. And I hate that so much, because call me when the tough times is over, Bookie.
The tough times start as soon as you become someone's girlfriend. Like, why?
Yes, like, I missed when we were just talking and you just picked me up for dates.
Like, pick me up for dates. I didn't ask for the underwears in the bathroom every day. I did not ask for that.
I did not ask to see the real you.
Like, please, come with the facade and leave when it's... No.
Yeah, I can't really... Just from past experiences... I can't really stick around for the
thing. I'm not ride or die.
I'm not, like, to a certain extent, because, you know, I love my man, like, you know, right or wrong. I'm always stick beside him, but some things are just a no for me. But I guess it also just depends how much you actually love the person.
That's true.
And if you're willing to stick around for it.
And what they genuinely make you feel. But also, there's, like... I've seen like these like memes on Instagram where it's just like girls are just constantly posting like, I want flowers, I want dates, I want this, I want that. So then guys go and post flowers and dates and designer and this and that, and I feel like we're giving them the recipe. Like, I feel like they already know what to expect from a woman, but a guy has never posted like, I mean, I'm lying, no, yeah, they post like cook and clean
stuff.
Like, oh, I want a woman to cook and clean and ride or die and da-da-da-da.
Yeah, but half the time they be asking for that and they don't even do nothing to deserve that. Like, how do you want me to be a woman, a soft girl and submissive, and
you make
me want to act like a Rottweiler and I'm 5 feet? Like, why am I acting like a pit bull?
Oh my god. I don't understand. This is crazy. I feel like we're giving them the recipe.
We are. Definitely. So, let's get into some more social media stuff. What do you think about, like, the shift in Instagram? Like, you know, nowadays, everything has to be perfect or you're not going to get any likes. Instagram is the one social media app where you cannot be ugly. Like, you have to be perfect. Every single hair in the right place, literally. So, how do you feel about that?
I feel like that is just so ridiculous. It's just not fun. Like, I mean,
I hate it.
To some people, like, maybe it's fun, but I do not find that fun. Like,
I feel like it puts like a little bit of stress on you, like when it comes to posting. You know, like, you have to sit there and think hard and like second guess what you're doing because people are just watching and not liking anything.
And then it makes you like, from Instagram, then it turns into real life stuff. Like, oh, like, if I feel like I have to edit my lips in a picture, or you know, my stomach or something, then I'll feel like in real life, like just because it's not Instagram perfect, like now in real life, now I have to go work out 7 times a week and you know, go get lip injections.
Well, yeah, that is true, but didn't you actually make a second Instagram because of this? Like, there was just too many people.
Yeah, and it was actually, this is gonna come full circle, because I actually made a Finsta, because which is like a diary blog online, and I made my Finsta because I had broken up with my boyfriend, and I felt like all eyes were on me. So I was like, I just need somewhere where I could post my cute little pictures without, you know.
Like a refresh. A
yeah, without anybody looking at me that's already hating. Like, don't, haters go away.
There are so many monitoring spirits on Instagram, and I feel like we do not talk about it enough. Like, back to what we were saying, like, everyone just, like, watches each other. Nobody interacts anymore, barely likes, barely comments, barely shares your posts. Like, just straight watching. It could be the most, your best picture, your favorite picture of yourself, and you will literally get like 100 likes. Because I don't know what's up with people. Like, they're just like, are they hating?
That's why I made my new Instagram, because now I think about more so like, this is crazy. I really shouldn't be thinking about likes at all, but I would think about more so like, okay, I have 300 likes, but it's from 300 people because I only follow 300 people, because those are all people that I actually fuck with.
Yeah, and you know them in real life.
Yeah,
you
know? So they actually want to see me having fun and doing all these things.
The interactions are genuine.
Yeah, versus having 10,000 followers and only 300 likes, and then it's just like, so y'all just watching. Like, but I mean, No, likes get you paid. Just because you have a lot of followers, that doesn't mean you're going to get paid on Instagram. So it's not even like, y'all are making me any money.
That is true.
Making entertainment of my life?
I don't know. I hate Instagram now, though. I'm more of a TikTok girly. And then I go on Twitter and pop my little shit.
I like Twitter. And I'm starting to like Instagram back, because it's just like, at the end of the day, you can never go wrong with being yourself, no matter where it is. Like, of course I look sexy and fly and that girl, because I'm myself. I dress to please myself. I do my makeup to please myself. And
yeah, I feel like your Instagram is like really like authentic.
I feel like
it's just you.
Yeah.
Like the same you get in real life, which is also a good thing, because like we said, the Instagram facades.
The social media personalities. That's what really gets to me. Because I'm friends with a lot of IG baddies. And I love my girls. But I just be like, girl, like, you're, like, actually deeper. Like,
yeah.
Actually deeper. Like, what's going on?
And also, like, people, you know, they just put on this whole image on social media. And they're just not like that in real life. Not even looks. Like, personality wise, you know, like, people are like angels, sweet, posting God quotes all day long. Meet them in real life, they're
been to church
evil.
In 5 years.
Evil as fuck.
Like, what is going on? I don't know. I don't really deal with a lot of monitoring spirits, because I just limit who I follow on social media. And I understand manifesting to a certain extent, because it's like, it's a thin line between like social media personality and manifesting, and that's what people are like getting confused with, because social media personality is pretending. But if you genuinely want to be a certain way, then you know, you work on yourself, and when you meet a person, you can tell when they're working on themselves.
Yeah, manifestation is definitely a real
you
thing.
Can speak of yourself in like future, like how you see yourself, but that means that you have to actually work on these things in real life,
work towards it.
Yeah,
okay, I agree with that. I just don't agree with the saint image on Instagram and actually evil ass bitch in real life. Like, I really don't like that.
Yeah,
because baby, like, we know you.
We can see through you.
Oh my gosh. So I think that's gonna wrap up our conversation for today. Is there anything that you would like to say to the people?
Yeah, there's actually one thing that we didn't get to, but the thing where everyone, like, this trend where everyone's now in white and brown and, like, all of the neutral colors, like, in real life and on Instagram, everything's just boring. Everything is boring. Everything is boring. So it's like everyone has this facade on Instagram that they're so lit and they're going to the club and they're hanging out and a lot of people are like traveling more now. Like, I feel like our generation. But no one's having fun. No one's actually rocking it. Like, no one's actually having fun. I just think that's crazy.
Yeah. Again, I feel like it's just, like, there's just, like, a lot of following and, like, trends that people are trying to keep up with, you know? That's, like, the only thing about social media is I feel like not everyone is themselves.
But even in real life, like, you go to the club and everyone's wearing white, brown, nude.
No, black. You go to the club nowadays, everybody's just, like, standing around looking at each other.
Yeah, versus, like, the big platform Louis Vuitton pumps
back in the day in the bondage dresses. Like, I wish
bright eyeshadow, big hair, like going to the club and breaking it down, honey. Not just
like that Nicki Minaj era.
What did you say that I was doing at the club?
Oh, what, the GT?
The GTA character. Like, I just literally bop from side to side.
You have to. And it's not just, you just stand there looking dumb.
It's just like, why are we not, like, dance battling right now? Like, we could have, like, even if it was, like, I don't know.
Let's Dougie.
Like, let's Dougie. Let's have fun.
The club culture has definitely changed so much. Oh, my gosh. Can we talk about how people pay hundreds of thousands of dollars on sections and they act like they brought a piece of land for the night? Not even for the night, for, like, 4 hours.
And then it's like, bro, all you did was buy $60 bottles for $500-$600. That's insane. But we still be there. So can we talk?
No, because I love me a little section.
A night out. Yeah, like
a night out on the boys.
Yeah.
So I guess we can't really
talk, but you don't gotta act, nobody has to act like that. Actually, we should just vanish all sections and maybe the world will go back to normal.
Make like a dance floor. Bring back dance floors.
That's a good and strong end to our episode. What is it? Bring back dance floors.
Yes.
Comment hashtag bring back dance floors if you loved our podcast.
Bye, guys. Thank you for tuning in today.
See ya.